This is the closing market report from Illinois Public Media for this Tuesday afternoon. Don Day is here now with day weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Good afternoon to you, Don.
Good afternoon.
It has been off and on cold and warm and sunny and cloudy here, but I think that's pretty expected for this time of year. Spring is arriving much sooner than later. Can you tell me how things are setting up across the United States and start wherever you'd like?
Well, it really has been an up-and-down pattern, and as you said, it's that time of year when we start to see that, but really the main focal points of the biggest weather events over the last week, and this will be the case through this week, is on the coast. Stormy weather along the East Coast, New England, and we've got a wet pattern that's hitting the far western areas of the United States where they could really use it. More good news for California, more rain coming there, more Sierra snows as well. These systems coming off the West Coast will translate eastward. We do expect a pretty active pattern across the lower 48 states here in the coming next 3 weeks. We're going to see several storms go west to east, coast to coast, and this will affect a large swath of the nation. Unfortunately, some of those dry areas in winter wheat country of Colorado, Kansas, down into portions of Oklahoma, Texas, are still looking to be drier than normal.
Well, let's concentrate on the Delta region. So from Memphis southward, I would think, they'll be the first set, along with some of the southeast states, trying to put soybeans, maybe corn, into the ground, cotton as well in some of those places. What do conditions look like in that area?
Well, they're going to see plenty of opportunity for precipitation. The situation with the rainfall is that it's going to be fairly evenly spread, meaning we don't see one concentrated area of any heavy rainfall. So I don't see any delays, and I do see some ample moisture for the things going in the ground.
And temperatures will come up nicely?
They will. Right now, we don't see any areas down in those areas you just mentioned that look to be threatened with any late season cold, although temperatures are going to be only averaging close to normal.
One final question, this for the northwestern part of the Corn Belt, the Dakotas, maybe parts of Minnesota. They have been dry the further into the Dakotas you go. However, they're also thinking about really a cool start to the season there. Do you have any indication?
Well, it certainly looks that way. The trend that we've seen this winter, which has been the coldest weather along the northern tier of the U.S., stretching from the northern Rockies to the northern plains and into those northwest Corn Belt areas, that's likely going to continue, at least through the month of April.
Hey, thanks so much. We appreciate you being with us.
Thank you.
That's Don Day. He's with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. He joins us here on the Closing Market Report for a Tuesday afternoon. Tomorrow evening, I hope you can join us in Clinton, Illinois at the Richland Community College building there. That's in Clinton and not Decatur. At 6:30, this Will Ag Marketing Panel is sponsored by WHOW. That's the Big 1520 in Clinton. We'll be there with Jared White and Randy Miller and company, and glad to have them on hand as we'll discuss the marketplace with Kurt Kimmel, Chip Nellinger, and Todd Hubbs. You can be there too. That's at Richland Community College in Clinton, Illinois, 6:30 tomorrow evening. Details online at willag.org.